Random House Audio presents Money and Power, How Goldman Sachs Came to Rule the World by William Cohan. Read for you by Rob Shapiro. Prologue. The Pyrrhic Victory. Wall Street has always been a dangerous place. Firms have been going in and out of business ever since speculators first gathered under a buttonwood tree near the southern tip of Manhattan in the late 18th century. Despite the ongoing risks, during great swaths of its mostly charmed 142 years, Goldman Sachs has been both envied and feared for having the best talent, the best clients, and the best political connections, and for its ability to alchemize them into extreme profitability and market prowess. Indeed, of the many ongoing mysteries about Goldman Sachs, one of the most overarching is just how it makes so much money, year in and year out, in good times and in bad, all the while revealing as little as possible to the outside world about how it does it. Another equally confounding mystery is the firm's steadfast, zealous belief in its ability to manage its multitude of internal and external conflicts better than any other beings on the planet. The combination of these two genetic strains, the ability to make boatloads of money at will and to appear to manage conflicts that have humbled, then humiliated, lesser firms, has made Goldman Sachs the envy of its financial services brethren. But it is also something else altogether. A symbol of immutable global power and unparalleled connections, which Goldman is shameless in exploiting for its own benefit, with little concern for